section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Lord Tensei's first feud was supposed to be with John Cena. So why didn't this happen, Aaron?
Apparently with the return of Lesnar, that kind of shake things up a little bit. And the weird thing is apparently they weren't sure if Lesnar was going to return. And so that kind of caused the shift there. We don't know who A-Train is going to feud with yet. They are speculating it's going to be CM Punk. And so they're having these squash matches that they're doing. And so maybe that's the reason, you know, they want to make him look that much more monstrous before he actually has a match with somebody big.
So does this mean that Chris Jericho is actually going to lose the belt then?
Wait, what? Jericho's not going to lose the belt because Jericho doesn't have the belt.
That CM Punk's going to lose it to Jericho, though.
We'll see, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Now, another interesting piece of news is that your girl Lita stated that the women's division is a quote-unquote bummer. What do you think of this?
I actually believe her because it's kind of sucked. I mean, you have a couple good wrestlers, and that's it. It's like they're not utilizing them properly. I mean, I haven't seen Alicia Fox really wrestle in, well, forever. And Natalia had the farting gimmick that has gone, well, up in the air, I guess if you want to say that. And nothing's really even done. The matches aren't very good. They're super sloppy. And with now the Bella Twins going, I mean, come on. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, she's telling the truth, though. Someone needed to say it, and I'm finally glad someone did. Her and Trish did build the women's division up, or now we call it the Divas. So someone had to say it, and I'm happy that someone did, and especially a former champion.
Yeah, and obviously over on TNA, they have one of the best women's division. They had one of the best tag divisions. Maybe they're going to be building it up again. The problem over on WWE, and I think it's actually right that they call it the Divas division, because the women there cannot wrestle. And aside from Beth Phoenix and Natalya, those are the only two that can even put on quite a match. But even them, they're not nearly as talented as some of the people over in TNA.
No, you're completely correct. But I also think that like the Bella Twins and also Alicia Fox can wrestle. But that's about it.
They can do an okay job. I don't. They're not on the level of, let's say, Winter. Over at TNA, because I think that she is a pretty good wrestler. Mickey James, another great example. And you have all these other – Gail Kim, another perfect example. You know, one of the reasons she left the WWE was because they didn't have a women's division. They had this Divas division. And, you know, we could go on for really the next half hour talking about the women's wrestling. But instead, Andy, let's move on to somebody who I admire more than anybody else, which is Scott Steiner. – And Big Papa Pump is your hookup. Holla if you hear me. He is off his rocker. He is off his meds. What is going on with Scott Steiner?
Basically, he sent out some tweets about how he hates Garrett Bischoff.
Among other things. I mean, he talked about some other things, too.
I didn't understand what he was doing. I mean, you know, on Colt Cabana's podcast, I can't remember who the guest was, but the guy talked about Steiner. And he said he doesn't care. He doesn't care about anything. He'll do whatever he wants. If someone gets in his way, he'll yell at him. He thinks he's still like, I'd almost say like the Hulk Hogan or John Cena right now. That's who he thinks he is, and he's not. I wish I could remember all the stories they said on Colt's podcast, but of course you guys know where to check it out, artofwrestling.com. But yeah, Scott Steiner is crazy. And the funny thing is now his tweets are saying he's crazy, which makes it even funnier.
Well, he was saying a lot of stuff about Hogan and Bischoff, there were a couple things that I was like, yeah, he's spot on about. The one thing I will say that he is spot on about is this. He talked about Magnus, who is, I guess, 25 years old. And he said, this guy is 25 years old. He's got the mic skills. He's got the in-ring skills. He's got the charisma. He's got the it factor. Why are they not pushing him? Yet instead, they're pushing Garrett Bischoff, who is 28 years old and has sideburns. And I was like, wow, that is perfect. That is true. That he was, you know what? Perfect. You are telling the truth right there. Then he kept talking. That's the biggest problem. He bashed Bischoff, saying he has no idea what he's doing in the wrestling business. And it's like, you know what? Yeah, he made mistakes in the wrestling business. And I think that the pushing his son is a big one, but he's blinded. But he's done a lot of good stuff. He's saying that Hogan doesn't know anything that he's doing and that he's an idiot. And he's the worst thing in the world for the wrestling business. I disagree with that. I think that Hogan is a name. And yeah, you don't want him in main events by any means. But he's somebody that might be able to get you more people in the arena. I just feel that Scott Steiner has a grudge. And Hogan even said that too. He said, I'm really surprised that he's saying this stuff. I thought that him and I were friends. I guess we're not. And, if, you know, first of all, good PR on Hogan's part. But I kind of feel like Scott Steiner has some sort of vendetta that he really either hates TNA or hates Hogan and Bischoff or something else.
I think he wants to go back to the WWE. So, and he thinks that there's an open door for him because he's Scott Steiner. He's Big Papa Pump.
Even in WCW, it's not like he was the main eventer. Even though he had the title, I still didn't see him as a main eventer. Yeah, I'm sorry, I just didn't.
Right, just right. So another one who's off the rocker, Scott Hall, in Florida, was arrested for beating up his girlfriend. And I thought it was funny because they talked about how he's really like, I think they build him, I don't remember what, but they said he's 6'7", and they had to put two sets of cuffs on him, which means that he's a big guy.
He is a pretty big guy. This is one of the worst stories. We talked about the ESPN 30 for 30 thing. I think it was 30 for 30. ESPN did a special talking about Scott Hall. And it's sad. It's honestly, it's heartbreaking listening to the stuff that had happened to him. The fact that, you know, he was at one point in time, like in, he was one of the biggest wrestling stars in the world. And now he's a drunk, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, he's an alcoholic, and it's a cautionary tale. It really is about, you know, abusing drugs and alcohol. I feel really bad for Scott Hall. I feel bad for his family. And I really hope that he gets help. I really hope.
Yeah, me too. I really hope, you know, that something changes. And, you know, he's probably going to go back to the WWE rehab, and, you know, they've already spent, you know, over $100,000 on him. So, but we talked about that in a past episode. So, anyway, so John Morrison may return to the WWE later this year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great. He actually explained why. He took time off. He's taken vacations. He's enjoyed his time away. But he's now getting that itch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is what I think every wrestler should do. They should take like 9 months off. Have fun. Relax. You know, sit around, watch TV. You know, catch up on whatever series on HBO or AMC that you haven't watched yet. And you just veg out a lot. Enjoy yourself. He's done that.
And Jomo is a huge Madman fan. I asked him the other day. But he... The thing is, I agree with you. You definitely need that time off. I will be happy if he returns because I do feel that he is a talent. I actually feel he would have done better in TNA if he does return to the WWE. I think that he would have been perfect in the X division, take the title away from Austin Aries, and then just kind of go from there. Or, you know, if anything else, do a quick run in TNA and then go back to WWE. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. It actually might be a smart thing for him to do. But with all of that said, Jomo returning to the wrestling ring is a good thing for the business, and it's a good thing for whichever company he ends up going with, which will probably be WWE.
Yes, and another thing that's bad for the business, supposedly after the tour that the WWE is currently on over in England, of course, or the UK, supposedly they're going to start releasing people. So Trent Beretta, you know, Kurt Hawkins... I hope you guys have your resume ready for TNA.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do over there, but it's unfortunate. This is something that happens. the nice thing is, though, it's not a death sentence because people leave all the time and then they come back. It just depends on which talent leaves, because sometimes even, you know, middle tier people will leave. I'm not saying that he will, but you never know. You could see somebody like a Kofi Kingston leaving. So,
oh, I don't know about that, dude.
I'm not saying that Kofi will, but I'm saying you could see somebody like him being released.
Yeah, I could. I mean, but like him and CM Punk maybe doing Marine 3. I don't know, dude. That's a toughie.
My guess is Evan Bourne is gone. But
well, that's because of his foot. But
yeah, well, among other things.
Right.
So maybe, let's move on to Raw, where we had Brock and Cena get physical.
Yep. They definitely get physical on each other. I was actually kind of, I've seen this before, and I can't remember who it was, but I think it was Austin versus someone, and they did the same thing. And one thing that really made me mad was the fact that Daniel Bryan and Sheamus just had a match, and they're holding back, I think at that time, John Cena. Shouldn't they hate each other?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they should have sent one guy out, but not the other guy. Is what they should have done to do it properly, or make sure that they're not next to each other, because multiple times they were right next to each other. And if you really hate that guy, you would have clocked him at least once.
Well, this is actually poor management backstage, because yes, they should have either only sent one out, or the other thing is say, all right, Daniel Bryan, you are only going to hold back Brock. Sheamus, you'll only hold back Cena.
Yes.
Because- However, though, I do want to say this much, though, Andy. I actually disagree with you. I really like this segment a lot. I watching this, I was glued to it. I was like, wow, this is good. Like, this is bringing it back old school. This is making me care about this feud. I actually think that they're doing themselves a disservice by announcing this match for the pay-per-view. I think that they should have waited until the next pay-per-view, which I believe is Over the Limit. I think that they should have waited for that, because you're talking about a two-week buildup to the pay-per-view. And not that it's a bad thing, but maybe you want to give a little more time to help make that just settle in.
Yes, I mean, I do agree with you on that aspect. But you need time. You know, it should be Over the Limit is when they should wrestle, in all seriousness. They should say that Lesnar's like, I'm not wrestling you until Over the Limit. Even though Extreme Rules is coming up, and it's going to be in Chicago. So that means Cena is playing the heel, and mm-hmm. Lesnar's going to be the face, because Chicago loves the heel. So you got to change it around on that aspect. You know, I kind of want someone to come back and beat Lesnar up, in all seriousness, and have Cena get a cheap win. And then Lesnar goes and beats that guy up, you know, over the next few pay-per-views. That's what I'd love to see happen, but... You know, I'm arguing with myself now, because I, in a way, I don't want to see that now. I mean, there's so many things they could do with them. I mean, there's like 1,000 ideas going through my head right now. So I'm just going to be happy to see what they would do with this.
Well, you know, the thing I want to point something out, though, I was really surprised when he opened his mouth. I forgot what he sounded like, and it made me miss having Paul Heyman there. Because Lesnar's voice does not fit his body. It's like Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. Like Mike Tyson's voice, he sounds like a sissy. Obviously, he could beat the living crap out of multiple people at the same time, all right? Lesnar, same thing. I don't think his voice fits his body.
No.
And I think having Paul Heyman there really made him that much more monstrous. So I just wanted to point that little fact out.
Yeah, and at least color your teeth white. Come on. Anyway, so Jericho pours one out for his homies. Mm-hmm. And some backstory, the beer that he was using was actually, it's famous in that area of Raw, which I thought was kind of cool. But he actually dumped beer. It looked like it was real beer that he was dumping on him. Maybe it's been fake, but I can't believe that CM Punk wants this. I mean, I'm assuming that CM Punk wants the storyline, because he's playing into it, and you could tell that he cares about it. So, I don't know. I don't know about this one. Plus, they soaked the ring.
I don't know how I feel about the storyline. I still don't care for it. I would much rather see just, you know, you got one on me. Let's do it again. You know, you can beat me once. You can't beat me a second time. You know, I'd rather see that. I'd rather see a bigger, you know, more long drawn out feud having to do with wrestling than having to do with the personal life. Because, you know, you have an entertainment factor there with Cena and with Brock Lesnar. Give me the wrestling factor, the technical wrestling factor with Punk and with Jericho. That's what I'd rather see. So I'm actually a little disappointed in this.
You know what else I'm disappointed in? The fact that Santino is now getting buried. I just thought about that. He's getting buried. He's with Brodus Clay. No one cares about that.
Well, the U.S. title doesn't mean anything.
And also Dolph, anymore. Dude. What's going on with Dolph? Why the heck are they putting him in these matches? He looks great in, makes the other guy look great, but they're squash matches, I think. He's just taking tons of...
I don't. Maybe Dolph is paying his dues a little because Dolph is such a talent. And, you know, I'll tell you this much. I was not a big fan of his. I really was not a big fan of his. I thought that he was just useless. And I got to tell you, man, that guy puts in 110% every time he's in the ring. He doesn't oversell. He sells the way that you should.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing that I like about him. There are certain wrestlers out there that oversell.
Mm-hmm.
But there were wrestlers out there that do things right. I'm reminded of a time when Chris Benoit had his arm worked on. And somebody was like working on his arm, and the entire match, he held his arm to his side to the point mm-hmm. where when he climbed the top rope, he was doing it only with one arm, mm-hmm. did the flying headbutt with only one arm out, and
grabbed the leg with the other arm.
Yeah. And I remember that people were like, dude, are you okay? Are you okay? He's like, what? I'm selling an injury. He did it the way that it was supposed to be done. And I feel like Dolph Ziggler does kind of the same thing. I feel like Dolph Ziggler sells in the way you are supposed to sell. And so he makes his opponents look amazing. He made Brodus Clay look like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
They need to push him to the title, and I don't know why they're not doing it. Because I think that he could be a WWE champion. Yeah. I honestly do.
And also, if you look at his pay-per-view matches compared to the Raw ones, the pay-per-view matches, it's spread out how he does his, you know, like how he sells. He sells it perfectly. In the Raw matches, it's like he oversells, but that's what you kind of have to do when you're facing Brodus Clay in this aspect. And by the way, we have to give kudos to Will Sasso for taking a perfect choke slam his character did. But the fact that he took the choke slam from Kane and he sold it, and you could tell he was like, oh, I'm so hurt, but he landed perfectly. I just want to point that out.
So, he also did a good job impersonating Hogan too. So,
yes, he,
you know?
Yes, he did. And of course he is a huge wrestling fan. So yeah. Anyway, so A-Train gets another squash win, and now it's confirmed the Chinese lettering on his face are just painted on.
Yeah.
First, yes, they are. For a little bit I was like, did he actually get a tattoo like that? Because that's stupid. But yeah, that's all. I mean, Lord Tensei or whatever it is. He's he's there.
And well, I put this in the rundown for a specific reason, which is this. We talked about last week how debuting three people within the span of a week and having them all do squash matches is kind of stupid, which, you know, it is. So the reason I put this in there, though, is that eventually he's going to have to wrestle somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are burying their two people right there. And Yoshitatsu, don't get me wrong, I know he hasn't been on TV in a while, but you are burying him. You are making him look bad. And so he's probably going to get released. Like, I don't see a reason why he would bother staying there. I believe he's probably going to get released.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing A-Train a disservice, because if he challenges CM Punk for the title, let's say, CM Punk then he's going to beat him. Because you have to do that to make your champion look good. So CM Punk is going to beat him. And so A-Train is going to be like, oh, well, now what do I do? You pushed me all the way to the top only to bring me right back down.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they're going to end up doing. And it makes zero sense to me. I don't understand why they don't have him in a wrestling match. That's the reason why Brodus Clay didn't do well. And I think that this is something that the fans just don't want to see. They don't want to see squash matches. They want to see wrestling matches. They want to see a back and forth. They want the drama there. They want to think, oh, you know what? This guy can win. Instead, you're like, oh, he's killing him. All right, let's change the channel.
Or fast forward. That's what's happening. I mean, when I see a squash match, I don't care. I'm like, fast forward. I really – I mean, that's the problem right now. The other problem is the fact that they brought all the old timers back to SmackDown this week, which was, of course, was on Tuesday. By the way, if you have DirecTV, you should have actually recorded it manually. Otherwise, they would have never recorded. So just to put that.
Oh, no. I know, because I have TiVo and I have a season pass. And here's the thing. Raw, Monday Night Raw, when they change it to Monday Night Raw Super Show, it changed with that. Mm-hmm. So it records the Monday Night Raw Super Shows. But the SmackDown ones are Friday Night SmackDown, and this was SmackDown Super Show. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it didn't do it.
So now I have two season passes for SmackDown. I'm just saying. Anyway, so SmackDown goes completely old school. We get a Piper's Pit. We get Sergeant Slaughter and Hacksaw coming back. Jimmy Hart also manages, who was it again? Tyson Kidd and Heath Slater, the one-man rock man. And then I thought it was funny they called him Honky Tonk Man, which I thought that was hilarious. So he's getting released. But yeah, it was okay. Dusty Rhodes comes out, does his shtick, and that's about it. I did like the fact with Orton and Kane. I thought that was kind of cool. He beat up his dad, then beats up Orton. I like this feud. I'm just saying. Even though they went old school. Well, yeah, Mean Gene, by the way, wrestles in the main event. Oh, I'm sorry. He's there.
Yeah, let's be honest here. He was there. He didn't do any type of wrestling.
But one thing that was really weird, dude, they announced on SmackDown that Daniel Bryan and Sheamus is going to be a 2 out of 3 falls match. Mm-hmm. So Daniel Bryan's going to make him, he's going to pin him, and then he's going to make him tap.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually going to be interested to see what they do here. 2 out of 3 falls match, typically. 9 times out of 10... You know, one person gets that, and then the other person gets the next fall, and then they're going to do another one. So it's not – typically, you don't have two wins and done. They do that sometimes, but not typically. I mean, Daniel Bryan, honestly, what they should do is they should make Sheamus tap. I think that would be something – even if you have Sheamus win the title, you know, or hold on to the title, that's fine. Make Sheamus tap, because that way you'll make Daniel Bryan look better. Mm-hmm. And that way, the 18-second thing that you did to him, which really didn't even hurt him, because people love Daniel Bryan. You tried to bury him, and you did a poor job. Mm-hmm. So if you make him – if you have Sheamus tap the first fall,
yep,
you will be helping out Daniel Bryan.
And you're hearing, yes, 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 from the crowd. You know, and the thing is, this just proves my point that even if you're friends with Triple H, sometimes the better man still comes out on top. Because you know what? I don't think people really care that Sheamus won the title. I think they care about Daniel Bryan. The yes shirts, the yes chants. You know, I love the fact that Sheamus came out. And I don't know if you noticed it, and I've watched SmackDown twice. When they were shouting yes when Sheamus was talking, they drowned them out, which I thought was hilarious. So if that would have been a tape show, you would have heard nothing. They would have taped like at a commercial break what the crowd was doing and loop it over and over again. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's one thing and you're absolutely 100% correct on is the fact that they are actually finding a tough time stopping these people. Daniel Bryan was like, "Oh, you guys are mocking me by doing that," and then they just keep chanting, "Yes, yes, yes," you know.
And then he smiles, so you know that he loves it. And then he has the shirt. He has the shirt, yes, 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 and that's all it says. And then it says Daniel Bryan on the back, and that is going to be one of the biggest sellers. And that's what I find hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I got to say this much. I'm actually looking forward to this match. I think that this is going to be one of the better matches on the card. And it's going to be one of the earlier matches, which kind of sucks. It's going to do them a disservice. But we will see. We will see.
Yes. So let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code off the mark, you can save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite every web hosting cost. And also, if you go to the off the mark section on section 86 under shows off the mark, guess what? If you spend more than $70 at WWEShopZone.com, you can get $10 off. Just you put WWE save 10 and make sure you click on the banner through our website. And that's how you get the $10 off. Anyways, let's go on to the rise and fall of TNA. coming to Blu-ray and DVD soon. I'm sorry, Impact Wrestling. Rob Van Dam, RVD, returns.
Yes, he does.
And what do you think about this?
Yes, he does. So he returned because they are doing a five-on-five match with the Bischoffs taking on each other. And he is the mystery partner for Garrett Bischoff.
Wow. Completely mystery partner for Garrett. Gosh, why is he wrestling? He's too old.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to say mystery partner or if I want to say, like, you know, RVD probably just needs more money for weed. I don't know. All right.
Well, he does have a comic book shop, you know, but I don't think it's in Michigan. I think it's actually in the LA area, but it's been a while. It's been like 5 years since I heard about it. So it's probably close. Anyway, so here's something really weird, dude. What should they do with Anderson? Anderson comes back and honestly, I don't know what to do with him. Do you have any idea what to do? Like right now.
Well, I don't know what they're doing with him. That's the thing. I have no idea what the plan is with Anderson because it seems like they don't know what they're doing with him. And I think that you and I have talked in the past that Anderson is a talent and he's somebody who can help out that organization. And so I don't understand what they're doing with him. I have no idea. So I want to ask you, if you are running TNA right now, who would you choose to have him feud with?
That's a tough one. In a way, I want to say Robert Roode or Bobby Roode. Have him wrestle him. But I don't know. And I also want to say like AJ Styles or, you know, Christopher Daniels, you know, someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like I want to see John Morrison and him wrestle. That's this is my thing. I think him and John Morrison would put on a great match. But of course, Morrison, it's not TNA.
Yeah.
So what do you do with them? That's the thing. What do you do with Mr. Anderson?
And I definitely agree with you on that. I really feel that him and Bobby Roode could put on some really great matches. I actually think that the smart thing to do here would be to have Roode beat Storm at Lockdown, which we're going to talk about those two in just a second. And then have Roode feud with Anderson and then maybe have Storm be like, look, I didn't get my fair shot. I want another shot at this. And then have Storm get the title in like, you know, maybe a month or two. That is what I would do. I actually think an Anderson Roode feud would be money. I think that would be the smart thing to do.
Definitely. No, I completely agree. I completely agree on that. Here's something I don't get. Why is Styles now becoming MVP? He's just losing all the time. I mean, I know in the big scheme of things, he doesn't care. He cares about the matches, period. That's all he cares about. He wants to put on a great match for the fans. You know, at some point, though, you got to have him win in, you know, a decent match. You know, it could be a squash match, but you just need him to win a match. And he hasn't. He's been putting a ton of people over. So, you know, Bully Ray beat him. I mean, what do you think?
Do you think that that's the smart thing to do? Do you think it's smart for him to be putting over all these people?
It makes, you know, his calves trend worldwide, I guess. Bully Ray's, because he has the nice calves, of course. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at it, I mean, it just gives Bully Ray more heat. So I guess this was a good loss, but, you know, throw him a bone, man. Let him win at a pay-per-view or let him win at, you know, a taping or just don't have him lose. That's the best way to put it.
I think for him in particular, obviously, you know, like you said, it's not that big of a deal because it's, you know, it's AJ Styles. And so everyone loves him. It's like, you know, with Ric Flair, Ric Flair can lose constantly. He can lose constantly. It's not a big deal because he's always going to be over, you know, I mean, it's Ric freaking Flair. Okay. I think it's kind of the same thing with him. Mm-hmm. I think that it just doesn't matter. I think that for him, it does not matter.
Yeah. But eventually you got to throw him a bone once in a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Bobby and Storm have a promo before a Lockdown. So what happened here?
So they you know, they had their promo with each other. The thing I want to talk about with this, though, is I want to know what you think about this feud. You know, this is something that's been going on now for almost a year. Mm-hmm. Almost a year.
And I think it's done properly, too, how they spaced it out. You know what I mean? Like, they still were feuding while both guys were in other feuds. I thought they did a great job of that. Mm-hmm. So lockdown is how it's going to end. I think lockdown, it's going to end a lockdown. So, as much as I don't want to admit it, I think Bobby's going to win just because of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think that they have been doing this feud almost perfectly. I really feel that they have done a very good job of making Bobby Roode a very hated heel and having him win by, maybe unconventional methods or, making him just making him be that ultra heel that you need, and how he says, "I'm a member of the selfish generation."
Yep.
Which is something that's different. I mean, the nice thing there is you're not hearing that on WWE, because look, let's be honest here. Obviously, they recycle a lot of the stuff. So to have something that's pretty original, it's kind of nice. And I feel as though having James Storm win would be, kind of like a nice, like, yay. But I think having Bobby Roode win would be a better thing to do. And then move him on to Ken Anderson. Mm-hmm. Move him on to Jeff Hardy. Move him on to somebody else. And then build that up. Samoa Joe, another great example. So I'm actually going to be very excited for this main event. There's a lot of TNA pay-per-views that I just, haven't really cared about. But I think that I'm going to be pretty excited for this.
Yep, since WWE already stole it and they're going to call it No Way Out. Gotta love Lockdown, one of my favorite pay-per-views. And of course the WWE has to, steal it. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.